أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains that Allah Ta'ala causes the winning and the losing of people, even of the righteous people. Allah causes them to win at times and to lose at times, and the rising of nations and the falling of nations, so that we can learn the reasons and the causes why people rise in the world, and we learn the reasons why nations fall in the world. So Allah causes this, and this Allah Ta'ala explains that in the battle of Uhud, where Muslims had a great victory at the beginning, and then because a misunderstanding in one of the commandments of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they left the pass in the mountain which they had to guard. They thought the war is over now, and they also went down to collect the booty. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam meant they must remain there till he gives them further instruction. They left their post, and then Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a Muslim still by then. He saw this opening and he attacked the Muslims from the rear. And this caused chaos and a defeat for the Muslims, in which in one day 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, including Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyid al-Shuhada, were all martyred also. Because of this, the Sahaba felt very despondent and very low. One was the defeat, one was our misunderstanding of the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that had caused so much of damage to the Muslims. So for that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا or susnaho, don't become now lose hope, don't become so despondent, don't think of not going out in jihad in future. وَلَا تَحَزَّنُوا or نَغَمْ khao, and don't be so sad. A misunderstanding, Allah has forgiven you. And also that don't worry, these things Allah Ta'ala planned, and for good reasons, as will be explained. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ or تُمْ هِي غَالِبْ رَهُوْجَ. And Allah assured them that it is only you people, the Muslims, that will be the winners at the end. In between, if there are any losses, don't worry about those losses. Look at the final result, and that is you are going to be the winners, the Muslims. You will never be the losers. As long as Allah says, in kuntum mu'mineen, agar tum iman rakhte ho, if you are firm in your iman and you follow the dictates of iman, you will never ever be the end loser. In between, Allah will cause the ups and downs to happen. But finally, only you are going to be the winners, and you will be victorious. So don't lose hope in any way whatsoever. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. Agar pahuncha tumko zakham, to pahunch chuka hai unko bhi zakham. And if you have suffered losses in the battle of Uhud, where 70 of the Sahaba became shaheed, then remember the kuffar also suffered losses. In the battle of Badr, 70 of their people were also killed. 70 were taken as prisoners of war. So why are you so feeling so despondent and so hurt? They suffered more greater losses before you. And now, because some little error on your side, misjudgment, and you suffered this. And this rising and falling of nations, and the causes of the success, victory and losses, Allah Ta'ala explains here. So Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. और ये दिन बारी बारी बदलते रहते हैं हम उनको लोगों में. And these days of victory and failure, success and loss, we make them turn around amongst people. Sometimes the believers will be successful, the non-believers will fail. Sometimes the non-believers will have the upper hand over the believer. This will happen, Allah Ta'ala says. And so, and one of the reasons Allah Ta'ala gives here, يعلم الله الذين آمنوا. اور اس لیے کہ معلوم کرے اللہ جن کو ایمان ہے. In this way Allah Ta'ala comes to see and know. Allah knows everything, but now it is spelled out. The actions have taken place of who are the people who have iman and who are the people who are munafiqs and hypocrites. If they are always only wins for the Muslims, then everyone will accept Islam. And then it won't be a matter of accepting the truth, it will be a matter because victory is with the Muslims. So all want the victory in this world, the better things of this world. So they won't be accepting Islam for the truthfulness of Iman. And Allah Ta'ala, that Iman is not acceptable to Allah Ta'ala, which is like a forced Iman. Because the environment, circumstances force you to believe that Iman is, hasn't got value by Allah. The Iman which is voluntary, that a person sees losses also, but still he brings Iman, that Iman has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. If a person sees, for example, that you bring Iman, and if it just was the case, then everyone gets Shifa. Nobody is sick. All Muslims are healthy. So all will bring Iman, but not because of the sake of Iman, for good health. And if, for example, all Muslims are rich, there are no poor Muslims, all Muslims have got lot of money, then people will bring Iman because of wealth. That Muslims, if you become a Muslim, you become rich. They won't bring Islam for that Islam is the true religion. So Allah made this clear, that bring Islam for the truthfulness of Islam, not for any worldly benefit. That was one great reason why Allah Ta'ala made this losses also to come, to see who is it that will bring Islam, practice on Islam for the sake of Islam, for the pleasure of Allah. The other reason, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَىٰ اور کرے تم میں سے شہید. And Allah Ta'ala takes people to become shaheed from amongst you. If the Muslims are in the winning position all the time, so that means there won't be shuhada also. And Allah wants people to die as shaheed, because that position is very great by Allah Ta'ala. Our eyes are very limited. We only see the benefits of this dunya. Allah sees everything. Allah sees like outwardly a temporary loss that you became shaheed in this world. But the permanent great gains of the akhirah are in front of Allah. And Allah wishes to bestow that on His people also. We get very frightened we will become shaheed in the battle. This is because of our short-sightedness and because of the weakness of our Iman. If a person has proper Iman and he sees through life right through till the akhirah, he will be very eager to become a shaheed. So that is what Allah wants people to become shaheed. So losses will come to the Muslims, the non-Muslims will overpower them, and they will make many to become shaheed, and that is what Allah wants also. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ اور اللہ کو محبت نہیں ظلم کرنے والوں سے. And Allah Ta'ala does not like the ظالمین, the kuffar who are making ظلم on the Muslims. Don't think that when they have got a success that Allah loves them. Allah does not love them at all. The true lovers of Allah, the muhibbeen of Allah, are the Muslims, and the mahbub are the Muslims. The beloved of Allah and the lovers of Allah are only the true believers, not the kuffar. So even if they have a victory over the Muslims, doesn't mean that Allah loves them. Not at all. And in front again we will read why Allah makes them also to win. And further two more reasons are given, which we will read. So we must not be overtaken that if there are any losses for the Muslims, whether it is now presently in Palestine also. Don't worry of the outward losses. And we must not just go by the victory of the Muslims. They are having great victory also. They are the Israeli army, they are killing them left, right and center. All what Israel is doing, the defenseless, innocent citizens, they are attacking them, destroying their homes, killing them. So we shouldn't lose heart of that. We should see three things in its reality, and the Quran explains everything, not only a lopsided picture of the story, not only one-sided story, but a full story. And this we will only get from the Quran Sharif. And though the Quran Sharif was revealed 1400 years ago, to understand the Palestine issue of today, after 1400 years, the Quran will give it to us. And we will get it in the Quran, and nobody will have this despondency or feeling low or losing hope in any way. There is no question of that. May Allah make us to be attached with the Quran, to understand the Quran, and to make our lives according to the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.